You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast. Today is January 18th, 2024, and this is Season 2, Episode 3. So, how y'all doing? Here in the merry old Pacific Northwest, we are having winter throwing a temper tantrum. For the last week, we have had rain, hail, and snow, and a mixture thereof that we like to call slush rain. And today has been a mixture of slushy rain and actual snowfall, thus making the roads oh such a delight to drive on and all that other fun crap. So your boy here has not been going to the YMCA because the YMCA has been closing, and it's now been over a week. And I have to let y'all know, though, I am so kind of thankful for this closure because I have had a week of absolute rest and bliss and everything in between, because I have not had to get up at 6:15 in the morning. Now, however, my insomnia has really kicked my ass, and I've been staying up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but that's neither here nor there. But, so over this last week, I have been focusing a lot on the book. I have been focusing on getting different aspects of the book website up and running. I also had to fix a few of my other personal websites. And doing some Instagram promotion and reaching out to people to see if they would like to be a book reviewer. I have a few friends who are professionals in their field that I'm going to see if they would like to review my book, and if they wouldn't mind putting their name on the review of the book and their credentialing or whatever. So, say for example, Amanda C. from Norfolk, New Jersey, Doctor of Internal Medicine or whatever else, like, you know, something like that. So, I have quite a few friends that have professional titles and stuff like that that I'm going to ask if they would review and take a look at. Outside of that, I have been just taking classes and watching TV. Really nothing much more than that. Right now, I am working on getting my diploma in mental health. And so far, I'm only on module one, but I just started the class like 3 days ago. And it has unlocked so many memories and things that I forgot and thought, you know, maybe that I made up or whatever, but I haven't. And it's actually been kind of interesting how all of that feels coming back to me. Like the sights, the sounds, the smells, the internal feeling I had as a child. It's really been interesting. And right now the module that I'm working on is talking about psychosis and psychotic behaviors and things like that. And, you know, prior to taking this class, psychosis and psychotic and schizophrenic and stuff like that had different connotations. Like, I had the street slang connotations, if you will. And I'm like, wow, that is nothing like what you actually think it is. Like, I didn't know that there was something called alcoholic hallucinosis, which is where, like, somebody who drinks a lot of alcohol can start experiencing auditory and visual hallucinations. And depending on the level of their intoxicity, they could even flat forget what they have done. Like the blackout drunk, we've all heard of that, but they can forget that they even had a psychotic breakdown. And it goes even further to say that in certain forms of schizophrenia, that the person, when they become agitated or put into this state of psychosis, that they could even forget that they're a male or female, or that they'll, like, forget their long-term friends and think that the hospital staff is actually those long-term friends and stuff like that. And it's just like, wow, what the hell? Like, the brain is so interesting. And reading through some of the coursework that I've been doing, I can also see where these kind of generalized blanketed terms was very detrimental to people of color and the community of the LGBTQ, like, persons or whatever, because, you know, oh, well, she's a boy, but she thinks that she's a man, or he's a man, but he thinks that he's a woman. So that's obviously schizophrenia because they forgot their gender. And it's like, okay, you know, this right here is why we should not have blanketed terms. And of course, you know, I'm looking at that through a scope or a lens of having quote unquote woke knowledge of 2023, 2024. But, you know, back when Freud and all these other, like, big name psychiatrists were developing and, like, masters of their field at the time, they didn't have the understanding or the appropriation or whatever you want to call it to see that, no, just because somebody is homosexual does not mean that they have a mental disease. Now, mental diseases or illnesses can happen because of XYZ, but this does not have any effect on their gender or sexual, their sexual orientation. So, been very interesting so far, and, like, how I'm kind of connecting the dots. And, come to find out, my great-grandfather was a very well-respected, mental health specialist, I guess you could say, in, Pullman, Texas, during the, like, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And so that was kind of interesting to find out. And I don't know too much about that great-grandfather. And I only know bits and pieces about the great-grandfather on my father's side. But anyways, it was just kind of interesting. But, like, this has really spurred me on, like, this quest for knowledge. And so, you know, I don't know if it's ADHD hyperfixation and that I'm just chasing the endorphins right now or what, but I am really enjoying what I'm learning and getting a lot of value from it. So, yeah, there's that. And then I have resigned myself to reading a book at night. Now, I don't know if I've talked to you all about this on the YouTube channel or if you read it in my blog or whatever, but I'm not a reader. I struggle with reading because I have dyslexia, I have dyscalculia, and it's hard for me to retain the information if I read it. But if I'm told it, I tend to be able to hold on to it a little bit more. So I'm an audiovisual learner, But I'm rereading the book Servant to the Bones by Anne Rice, and it's one of my all-time favorite books by Anne Rice that is not part of her Vampire Chronicles. And so last night I found that I read a chapter and a half, and that was just like really amazing. And as I'm reading, like, the story is coming alive in my mind, and I'm seeing and feeling and smelling and everything that's going on in the book. And like, I can see the people gathered around the campfire, and I can see this person talking to this other person, and the anger and the fear and the all the emotions. Like, I can see this, I can feel it, like it. And so I can seriously understand why people love reading books and things like that, especially if they have the same type of experience as what I do. But anyways, so that's one thing that I have resigned myself to do for this year, is I want to read at least 3 books. And I know some people that read 3 books in a week, and I'm just not that person. I would love to be able to be one of those people that could just sit down and read like 10, 15 books in a week. I know some people that can read an entire book in a day. Like, I just can't do that. I don't have that type of focus. So, I want to try to read 3 books this year. And, I've read, or I'm in the process of reading Servants of the Bones. And yes, I've read that before, but, and I know the story. I just don't remember the full details of the story. Like, I could give you a really good synopsis of the story, but whatever. And then, yeah, so there's that I want to do. So, so far, you know, I didn't make any New Year's resolutions, because let's face it, we make these resolutions and we say we're going to do XYZ, and we never even get close to doing ABC of the XYZ. So, the only thing that I put out there was that I wanted to continue my learning and my education, and I've taken 6 classes so far, and by the time I'm done with this, I will have been done, or I will have become a digital navigator, which I already completed that course, so now I'm a digital navigator, and I will have my diploma in mental health. And I took 3 or 4 other courses also, and I have like a whole laundry list of classes that I want to take. And then, yeah, so I'm really enjoying this, and all, at the same time, you know, getting my book work done, and I'm like 46 or 47 entries left before I'm done with the book, so I'm really happy about that. I've got a laundry list of people to hit up about said book, so yeah. Anyways, what resolutions or things have you put into place for this year? And have you been able to at least start the journey of that? I would love to hear that. But for now, I guess I'm going to go ahead and let you go. So make sure that you like and subscribe to this, and check out all the links down below, and go give the blog some love. HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com. And then make sure that you check out youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe and subscribe there, and click that little bell notification icon to let you know whenever I have updated stuff. And leave me a couple of comments on some of the videos there. And then you can also follow along with the book. It's CDS the book at W... Or, I'm sorry. CDS the book dot weebly.com. And You can also follow along on Instagram.com/CDSthebook. And for everything else, you know, the link's down below. And yes, I do get some kickback from the links. And if you would like to support my efforts, there is a Buy Me a Coffee link that you can shoot me over like a couple of bucks, or if you want to be a sponsor. Any sponsorship or any money that I receive for the book, you will be acknowledged in the book. So just know that that's like another little incentive. And if you do like a monthly sponsorship or whatever else, that also depends on like how I mention you in the book. So like under honorable mentions, it'd be like, say, Amanda C, Buy Me a Coffee donation, or so-and-so PayPal donation, so-and-so this kind of donation, or whatever else. Even people who are going to edit the book for me and things like that, you're going to be mentioned. I want to give credit where credit is due for everyone that helps me put this together and make this dream a realization. So until next time, guys, I will talk to y'all later. Stay safe and sane, and bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.